WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual. Today we're diving into something super important, finding inner peace amidst all the crazy that life throws our way. Ever feel like your brain is a hamster wheel spinning at warp speed, constantly chasing after TDoS, thoughts, and worries? Yeah, I get it. That's kind of our specialty, right? But here's the thing. Even with ADHD, we can cultivate this oasis of calm within ourselves. It's not about forcing stillness or becoming Zen masters overnight. It's about finding strategies that work for us, that actually help us navigate the chaos and feel grounded. So, let's get into five key takeaways that might just change your perspective on finding inner peace in all the beautiful messiness of life. First up, embrace imperfection. You know that feeling when you set out with a perfect plan only to watch it crumble faster than a poorly constructed sandcastle? It happens to the best of us. But here's the secret. Embracing those imperfections, acknowledging those moments where things don't go as planned, that's where true peace begins. It's about letting go of the need for control and accepting that sometimes chaos is just a part of the journey. Next up, practice mindful movement. Now, this doesn't mean you have to become a yoga guru or start meditating in lotus position, although those things are awesome. Mindful movement is simply about being present with your body as you move. It could be a walk in nature, dancing like nobody is watching seriously, let loose, or even just stretching while listening to your favorite tunes. The key is to focus on the sensations of your body, the way your feet connect with the ground, the rhythm of your breath, the feeling of your muscles working. It's a powerful way to calm the mental chatter and reconnect with yourself. Thirdly, cultivate gratitude. I know, sometimes it feels like life is throwing lemons at you left and right, but trust me on this one, focusing on the good stuff can seriously shift your perspective. Take a moment each day to appreciate the little things. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a genuine smile from a stranger. These small acts of gratitude can create ripples of positivity that spread throughout your entire being. Now let's talk about setting boundaries, because honey, they're essential. Ever felt like you're constantly saying yes to everything and everyone, leaving yourself depleted and overwhelmed? Boundaries are your superpower. They allow you to protect your energy, prioritize what matters most, and create space for self-care. Don't be afraid to say no when you need to, delegate tasks, and carve out time for yourself to recharge. And finally, remember that you're not alone in this journey. We're all navigating life's ups and downs, figuring things out as we go. So lean on your support system, talk to friends, family, or a therapist, and remember that there is strength and beauty in vulnerability. Connecting with others who understand can make a world of difference. Okay, let me paint you a picture. You're at work, deadlines are looming, emails are piling up, and your mind is racing like a hummingbird on caffeine. Everything feels chaotic and overwhelming. But then you remember to take 3 deep breaths, focusing on the rise and fall of your chest. You step away from your desk for 5 minutes, put on some calming music, and do a quick stretch. You even take a moment to appreciate the warmth of the sun streaming through your window. These small acts of self-care help you reset, regain focus, and tackle those tasks with a renewed sense of calm. So remember, finding inner peace isn't about eliminating chaos, it's about cultivating resilience and creating pockets of tranquility within the world. Embrace imperfection, practice mindful movement, cultivate gratitude, set healthy boundaries, and know that you are never alone on this journey. You got this. I believe in you. Don't forget to share your thoughts with me. Tell me what strategies help you find peace amidst the chaos. And if you found this episode helpful, leave a review or share it with a friend who could use a little dose of calm in their life. See you tomorrow for another adventure on ADHD, but make it spiritual.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.